will, they take a few moments here and just rearrange the stage somewhat. As most of you know, I can be a glutton for punishment, and I love to do things differently sometimes, and sometimes it goes well, and sometimes it goes bad, and we'll see what this one does today. But anyway, my sermon title for this morning is Sounds of Worship. And so when you think about worship, that word worship, this is going to be different. You can talk, okay? This is somewhat some discussion here. When you think about the word worship, what comes to mind? What comes to your mind when you think about the word worship?
Glorifying God.
Singing, glorifying God. My praise team people. All right. Now the rest of you.
Gathering together,
right, yes. The church simply means the gathering and assembly. We come together for a reason, for a purpose. What else? Okay, worshiping with our deeds and our actions. Okay, not just mouths and anything like that, but even what we do. That's right. What else?
Prayer.
Yeah, that's a good one. We've been talking about that a lot here the last few weeks, few months even. So, and when you think about that word worship, it really the meaning of that word is you're ascribing worth to something. So you're saying, I am ascribing worth to God because He is worthy of our praise. So when you're worshiping something else other than God, you're ascribing, you're putting worth onto that thing more than you are to anything else. And so, which is why God kind of says, hey, I'm a jealous God, because I don't want you to give worth to anything else. I want you to only give worth to me, because I'm the only one worthy to be praised. And so Psalm 95:6, kind of a theme text, if you will, it says, come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And so when I was thinking about what it means to worship, or what are the different sounds of worship, it does mean something different to everybody. Everybody has a different, view of what worship is. Just like we all sound differently. We all have different tones to our voices. Everyone and everything is created, and we're all created unique and special. In fact, so I was trying to trying to come up with a cool way of, is there a way of, is everybody's voice unique? We see you watch a spy movie or whatever, and they'll might have a voice activated type of thing. Most of, we're getting into our smart homes now where, you can just talk to a little black box and tell them, hey, put on some music, or hey, turn on the lights, or hey, do this, and they, it understands you. And even to, like I said, security system, you have to have this certain voice. You watch, spy movies, like I was saying, and they have voice recognition before the door will open or whatever. And so, but there is, it's true that there's a uniqueness to our voice. There's a uniqueness, just like our fingerprints are all unique and our DNA is unique. All of our voices are unique as well. And so, when we come together and we gather together as a assembly and worshiping God, and just lifting our voices to Him and just what that, sometimes we hear it as noise, right? Let's be honest. We hear it as noise, but God hears it as worship. That's what He hears. We're all special and unique. God created each and every one of us. And He created everything even, too. And it says, Isaiah 43:7, it says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. It says, I've created everything for His glory, whom I created for my glory. And Isaiah continues on in 43:21. He says, the people I form for myself that they may proclaim my praise. Proclaiming our praise and our worship, giving Him our worship, everything that we have. I read at the beginning of the service, the opening of the service, Psalm 100, that verse 2, worship the Lord with gladness, come before Him with joyful song. Lifting our voices to Him. And I always remember, do you remember when Jesus, we call it Palm Sunday, so Jesus is entering Jerusalem, this is just before He's going to be crucified, and He's entering Jerusalem, and all the people are standing in a row, and they're laying their cloaks down, and they're laying palm branches down, and the people are all singing, and they're praising Him, coming to the city of Jerusalem, and the Pharisees come before Jesus, and they say, You know, tell your disciples, teachers, tell your disciples to be quiet. Rebuke your disciples. And Jesus says, I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. I've never heard a stone cry out before. I don't know what that would sound like. But stones? I mean, if we're not worshiping God, he's saying that the stones are going to cry out. Like I said, I decided to do something totally out of the box, totally out of my comfort zone. And I canceled Children's Church to invite them to come up here to play a little game with me, believe it or not. And so if you are, I'm going to say second grade on down, I'll go a little higher. So, and would like to come up here with me, it's not going to be scary. We're just going to play a little sound game. Okay, I know I'm scary. Please come and play my game. Aaron has a whole bag of candy for you afterwards that you can go eat. How's that? I need a bribery. That's what I need. I need bribery. If you're a little bit old, maybe if you have a younger brother or sister and you want to, you know, send one of the older ones with to, like, keep them sitting down. Have a seat right here on the, just have a seat right here on the steps. That would be perfect. Yep. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Oh my goodness, look at all of you. Here is a paper for you. I made these so that you could go and color them after the fact if you want. Janice, you want to join me? Come on, Janice. I don't have colored pencils for you. You have to beg your mom and dad for them. Anybody else want a picture since I have a few extras? I know you won't. Alright, listen, we're just going to play a little game. It's just kind of a silly game. But when you think about the fact that God created everything and everyone on this entire world for his glory. And to think about even, well, let's just see. So I gave you a sheet of paper. It just had a bunch of little pictures on it. So I'm going to have Mark back there, my tech guru. And he's just going to play a sound, and I want you guys to see if you can guess what the sound is. All right? It's not a trick question. It's not a trick. And they're on your paper, so if you're not sure, you can look at that. But just take a listen. Here comes the first one, and see if you can guess what animal this is. What is that?
Dog.
Oh, that's close. Monkey? No, I don't think it's a monkey. Do we need to play again? A goose, yes, a goose. It is a goose. See, it's not that hard. I mean, he has a lot of good guesses there, but it's not that hard. A goose. Now, see, interesting that a goose, well, we kind of, but a goose has a unique sound to it, doesn't it? And there's kind of that high-pitched squeal on there. All right, how about this one? This one will be easy. That's right, a cat. Exactly right. Now, some people like cats, some people don't like cats, but we won't go there. How about this one? A cow. Yeah, that was pretty easy, isn't it? We like cows, don't we? But they kind of got this weird, totally different sound to them. Like kind of this grunt to them, doesn't it? But you know what it is when you hear it, don't you? All right, this one will be a little harder. You have to think about this one.
We don't.
Oh, what kind of baby you have? What is it? Some of you that live in the country might hear these once in a while. It's not a bird. You might hear these around. You don't really like them. Most people want to get rid of them. Any idea? Should we play it one more time? Sorry. It's kind of a weird pitch. It's got four legs. Hairy.
Funny sounding cool.
Your parents know what it is, especially those that live in the country. It's a coyote. Yeah. Okay, all right, how about this one? This one you might hear too. No, not really. It's a bird. What kind of bird is it? That's right. You got it. Is that the one you're pointing to? I'm going to say that's the one you're pointing to. It's a dove. It's a dove. Some people can even make that sound. They're all like, Alright, how about this one? This one will be easy. Yeah, boy. Now we're rolling. You know that elephants can also purr like a cat? They kind of make a purring sound?
How can they make a
purr? That's kind of weird, huh? Alright, I don't think this one's on your paper, but go ahead, Mark. That one's easy, huh? Alright, this one, this will be Ezra's favorite. Here we go. Their sound wave can travel over thousands of miles. That if you have, you can actually hear a whale thousands of miles away, it just travels through the water like that. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, thanks. Yeah, can't, where's my candy? All right, how about this one?
Juicy. Away!
It's not on your paper, I forgot the book is not on your paper. What is it? It's actually a bug. A cricket. Yep, it's a cricket. Yeah.
All
right. There is. Maybe this is next. What's this next one?
Wait.
Oh, wait. You're right.
By doing taxes.
doing kind things, okay? How else can we worship God at school? No? No? How else can we worship God at school? How about just... No? How about just helping other people? Yeah? How about listening to your teacher? How about being the kind of kid that the teacher's glad that they're there and not when they're not? Like, you know, I'm so glad Steve's not there today. Our teachers worship God a lot. Thank God Steve isn't here today. But being the kind of person that, oh, I'm so glad to see you today because you're such joy. You are so helpful and you are so pay attention so well. All right, a couple more. And so yesterday was kind of a different day. It was kind of one of those things where you could tell that I'd been gone all week because mom's patience was very thin and dad's patience was pretty thick. And so there was just some times that it was time for a break. And so, you know, I had to come here and work on my sermon, though, because I was a little behind. But I just couldn't leave. So I had to stay home and I had to just play. See, I spent the afternoon doing this with my kids. So we buried everybody. So we just had to have fun. So we just had to gather together. But just like that, doing that and just, you know, raking leaves and playing together and spending time together is worshiping God as well.
She's all the leaves.
She is, yeah. Oh, you're just having fun. And then she said, oh, look, a slug. And then it went fun. All right, a couple more for you. How about this? We kind of mentioned these in my question. Yeah. Well, we'll just call it a church bell. And so, you know, we come to gather together as a group of Christians. Worship God, right? To lift our voices to Him, to sing to Him. So this is the other one. What do we do in church? Something you guys do not like to do at all. Just being silent before God. It's a trick one, wasn't it? I tricked you all. But yeah, I was sitting silently before God. The psalmist says to be still. Be still and know that He is God. Different ways that, you know, worship has different sounds to it. What are some other ways? Could you guys think of any other ways that we worship God? Praying, yeah, we said that one. What else? Is there any other different ones? All right, I don't want to embarrass you guys any more than I already have. So thank you very much for coming up here and playing my game with me. You guys can go sit back down and Aaron's going to be happy to meet you guys after church. God created everything to give him honor and glory and praise. Even the animals crying out to him. I mean, God created everything unique and different, and they all have different sounds and different ways of doing things. And that's the way God did make it. That's the way God created it. And just what an awesome thing. And so when you think about worship, you know, sometimes you get stuck in this thing that's, you know, an hour each week here in this building with different people, and it's this way all the time. No, it's different all the time. And that's the amazing thing, that we can worship God anywhere. All the times of, you know, wasted time that we consider here, you're brushing your teeth, you're combing your hair. I mean, what do you think about when you're doing those things? Do you just think about all the things you have to do that day, or is that just a moment to take a quick breath because the kids actually aren't there, and you can actually do something in peace for a moment, but maybe just thanking God that you have teeth to brush, that we have everything, what we need. And obviously the Psalms are just full of passages about worshiping God, and I just want to read a couple of those to you here in a minute. Psalm 95, again, this is part of the text, but come, let us worship, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us worship. Let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people. We are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. And then Psalm 98, just a few for you. It says, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of the singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He would judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with... what the heck is that word? I can't even say it for some reason. Equity? Sorry. Man, that was like... I drew a total blank. Sorry. So what does your worship sound like? You know, how can you worship God this week? How do we worship him with just our whole lives? And maybe it's not even ways that you think of. Somebody mentioned just giving even of our time. It's giving of our money. It's maybe going to help somebody else. In a worship book by Tom Kreuter called Times of Refreshing, he points out a passage of scripture out of Isaiah. And I'm not going to read it for you, but essentially God is telling Israel, I detest your worship. I detest when you come and give offerings and all these things that you do just out of rituals and stuff. And he says, I detest that. I don't want that anymore. But he says this in verse 17. So let's see if I can find here a second. He says, learn to do right. Seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case for the widow. He's saying, you know, I don't want your meaningless worship. But it doesn't say, well, change your heart and worship better, or sing louder. Or he says, no, I want you to go seek justice. Encourage the oppressed around you. I want you to go to defend the cause of the fatherless. I want you to plead the case for the widow. In other words, I want you to go out and serve me. You know, don't just come here and give me lip service and not do anything out there. Worshiping God is a daily activity. It's a daily thing. And it might be by helping somebody else out. Jump start their car, maybe. Or giving them a lift to the bus station or whatever that might look like. we kind of get into this thought maybe that worship, you know, is only here on Sundays in this way, or it's, you know, only when I'm in my car singing, or it's only doing this, but it's worship is a lifestyle. And we talk about that as just a Christian lifestyle. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's not once a week. So what does your worship sound like on a daily basis? How do you show God worship? Is it what you do or what you say or what we believe? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for just the simple truth that you've given us, Lord. And just what it means to worship you. And Father, I know you've called us. You've made each and every one of us unique and special. And our voices and everything you've given us, and it's all for you. It's all for your honor and for your glory. And so help us to just use what it is you've given us for just to you and for you and even from you, Lord. I just thank you for just the simplicity of that. And we just make it so complicated sometimes, Lord. I just pray that each and every person here will just, again, serve you in a way that it's just in a worshipful way. And we're doing it because of your love for us and because of our love for you. I just thank you for just, again, our time this morning. And just now, as we just take either just one more moment of just lifting our voices and our instruments to you, I pray that they would just be just glorifying to you and that they would be pleasing to your ears. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.